to Brock Bailey for being persistent in getting through on Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener. Brock calling in from Estevan. Today's question, even dogs can't smell as well as this. Ultimately, we got the right answer. Brock knew the answer was honeybees. I always have to check the text line because there's always interesting additions to the conversation. Fruit fly, rat, mice, bee, anteater, snake, bed bugs. There's a lot of good guesses on the text line. But again, congrats to Brock for calling in and knowing honeybees was the right answer. Well, this next story and conversation I'm excited to have, but I'm chuckling because just before the break, I said I'm looking forward to chatting with some creative people in Saskatchewan that have a TV-based company that are promoting great Saskatchewan artists and musicians. And I get a text from Sheldon who says, Evan, when you said a new production featuring Saskatchewan musical talent, I thought maybe you were bringing back Profile. He says, you're old enough to remember what I'm referring to. You remember Profile? I absolutely remember that TV show. Was it on? Was that on the Shamrock Viewing Network out of Yorkton, or was it a province-wide show? Anyway, I do remember it. Sheldon, thanks for suggesting that and planting that seed in my head. You know, I think we are getting better in this province all the time at telling our story, highlighting our talent, and I love it when we see the province come together to support one another, various different industries, and our next story really highlights this in a great way. A group of creative people coming together to support Saskatchewan musicians. It's a Saskatchewan-based TV company called Skycron. They've partnered with Sask Music and Moonlight Movies to make a new show that highlights a new Saskatchewan artist or musician or group of musicians on a regular basis. And I'm happy to have a couple of guests here to talk about this today. Skycron's CEO, Corey Karlick, is with me in studio. Corey, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having us again.
And Kevin Bazandowski, who I've had on this show before because of his association with Regina Crime Stoppers. I had no idea you were a musically gifted artist as well, Kevin.
Well, thanks for having me on, but musically gifted might be a little bit of a stretch.
Well, okay, we'll see when we get there. So congratulations, Corey. Let's talk a little bit about, first of all, let's talk about your company, Skycron. You guys have been doing some great things. How long have you guys been together as an organization?
Well, depending on how you do the math, about 20 years. I think the last time we were on with you, Go Nitro, which is now
Go
in its
Nitro.
Fifth,
yeah, I was going to say that's
fifth
huge.
Season. Yeah, it's going really well. In fact, we just did a big thing with the West Edmonton Mall. And now we've obviously, as you mentioned, we've partnered with Sask Music to create a new, basically a new show.
Right.
Just like almost like Music Works back in the 90s on that CBC used to have. And we think that there needs to be a good, polished half hour show. Can't say too much about that yet, but basically we're starting it by working with Moonlight Movies as part of the pre-show, and it's been working really well so far.
Yeah. So it's called Ground Loop, right?
It's called Ground Loop.
Yeah. So how did where did the concept come from? Who envisioned this? How did you get this off the ground?
Well, there was a couple of ways, I suppose, really. The one was really just, you know what? There isn't really any of that kind of that type of show. So Kevin and I were friends, because Kevin and I knew each other from various things, mainly with our training. And, he legally would beat me up for educational purposes and help me out. So we thought, you know, and I knew that Kevin was with Birthday Cake Trebuchet. And right. And I had spoken to Ben at Sask Music, and I said, you know, we really should have a show like this. And I was already working with Moonlight Movies, and it's like, well, there's no pre-show. Mm-hmm. So what we should do is we should do 7-minute segments that have like a little interview, nice, slick interview piece, and a full performance that people can enjoy before the movie. And then every month there's going to be a new musical artist.
Right.
And
right.
So... And then once we've got a certain amount of them, then they're basically just packaged into a half hour. That will also go online so people can see it and Sask Music can share it and just really show the amazing talent that there is in music here.
There's so many wins here. Corey Karlick is my guest, the Skycron CEO, and Skycron is part of this new startup called Ground Loop, which is right now, the concept is 7 minutes. Is it about 7 minutes?
Yeah, about 7 minutes that it and fits so with the pre-show.
It really is. It's a win-win-win for everybody. Moonlight Movies, they get it as a pre-show, so it's a good warm-up to the show, and you've got a great audience there, Corey. They're sitting there. They're captive. They watch it, and then, like you said, transforming it online afterwards is great. But this has got to be great for Sask Music as well. What an industrious way to promote local talent in the province.
Yeah, and you know what? Working with Sask Music is great. They're fantastic. All the guys at Sask Music are fantastic. And, you know, honestly, Birthday Cake Trebuchet was the perfect band to start with. You know, and the first segments has gotten a lot of attention, and I'm sure Kevin can speak to that. It's just another way to kind of deal with just making sure that, you know, Saskatchewan music has a wider audience. We want more people to see it and get excited about it.
Yeah, I actually watched the episode last night, Kevin, and I think it's great. Okay, I think the first obvious question is the name of your band, Birthday Cake Trebuchet. Where did that come from?
You know what? It was an odd one. We got together as a band, and we were playing under a different name because I added myself to the band shortly after they'd started. So it was during the COVID times, and we'd made up all these names, bunch of creative guys. And we eventually said, if we're going to start playing gigs and we're going to start doing stuff, we need to pick a name. So we actually did a bracket, and Birthday Cake Trebuchet won out. And it sort of encompasses the band. You know, it's fun. We're having a good time. We're some, you know, older guys. They don't really need to make music to make money, but we want to make music to be creative and just to have a great time. So we thought Birthday Cake Trebuchet was sort of ludicrous enough to sort of encapsulate what we're doing.
And Trebuchet is, correct me if I'm wrong, is it not one of those like medieval warlike catapult things that they would use to fire rocks over the fort barrier walls?
100%. It is a siege engine like no other. So it's a fun name because you're taking that siege engine idea and then you're flinging birthday cakes at people.
I love it. Well, listen, first of all, let me compliment. You guys sound great. Listening to last night, Kerosene and Plastic, of course, is one of the things that is featured in this short vignette. But what's this like for you? You said you've been playing together for a few years now. I think this is a pretty cool thing. How did you feel about it as a band, Kevin?
Well, when Corey first approached me, I just said, I'm in, like right off the bat, no question. Because again, when you're out there making music, we do it because we want to share what we're doing. And normally you're sharing it to people in nightclubs or bars, because that's the live music scene. You're playing to 19-year-olds, to 25-year-olds, because that's who's attending these shows. And when Corey said this, I said, hey, that's a whole new demographic that we can, you know, get after. You got kids that are going to kids' shows. They're going to hear your music. My daughter, who's 7, one of her friends said, I saw your dad on the movies. So, you know, huge ego boost for me.
Love it.
And then, you know what? Other people who know my wife are like, I didn't know your husband was in a band. So we're reaching a whole new group. We've always said we're your mom's favorite band. And now we can really reach out to those, you know, people. We can reach out to a bigger demographic. And instead of it being audio, now we also have a visual component, which is great. It's expensive to make video. And Corey's been kind enough to, you know, shoot all that great video for us at no charge. So
yeah,
it's been fantastic. It's,
and, you know, I mean, part of this, and I don't need to tell you, you're in the business, Kevin, but part of being a successful band is building relationships with the people that are going to enjoy your music. And I think this is just another great and creative way to get your brand out there, to get people to know who you are and just expand the reach that you've got.
100%. And you know what? People are there. They're there to be entertained. They're sitting in the seats. They're ready. And you know what? It's the perfect medium to get out to them. They're sitting there waiting, and you're going to play your music. And hopefully you're picking up fans. You're picking up people in that great mood that now have a great feeling about the music that you presented to them. And you're just giving them something else, a new medium for them.
Kevin Bazandowski, one of my guests, joining us today in studio. He's a band member with the band Birthday Cake Trebuchet, which was featured on Ground Loop. And Ground Loop is this exciting venture that Corey Karlick and the crew at Skycron are bringing forward. So how many of these episodes, Corey, do you plan on doing?
We're going to keep them going as long as possible. Right now we have 3 planned because we are actually expanding it into a half hour episode. I can't say too much about that yet. But the idea is that every month there will be a new band in the movie theater at Moonlight Movies.
And so, I'm guessing there's no shortage of bands that would be scrambling for this.
No. There's no shortage of awesome bands. And actually, we gave Birthday Cake Trebuchet 2 months because, we wanted to give them a little bit of extra because they were the first. But yeah, we'll keep doing it as long as there's awesome bands. So I think, and as long as, you know, we keep working with Moonlight and they're fantastic. Plus, honestly, they have the best popcorn in the city. Like the popcorn is just fantastic. Don't let the affordable movie pitch fool you. The popcorn is awesome.
That's good.
I'm picky with my popcorn, man. Believe me.
Moonlight Movies is set up in the Golden Mile Center. The old Golden Mile Center in Regina, correct? I don't even know if we still call it that or not.
But, I think they still call it that. It's where the
Rainbow used to be.
Rainbow used to be. It's right in there. That's the same place.
Yeah. So we're talking about Ground Loop, which spotlights a new Saskatchewan artist or group of artists with every episode. It's a 7-minute segment. Is there a place, Corey, that people can, if you're not at the movies you want to see like I did, can you go to YouTube to find this?
You sure can. You can go to YouTube and then just go to the handle Skycron. So SKYCRON as in Nancy. And then you can see all the Ground Loop episodes as we do them there. Obviously, Birthday Cake Trebuchet is the first. Yeah. And then we've got some surprises coming up real soon.
Well, I
got
to tell you, Corey, before I let you go, I'm really proud of the work you and your team do. You have worked with like the biggest television networks in the world, Fox, NBC, ABC, CBS. What is the success formula that you and your team have at Skycron? You're doing some great stuff.
Keep doing good stuff and just have that work hard and get it done mentality that we have here in beautiful Saskatchewan and out west. And I think that's really just it. Make good stuff, give people what they want, and just making sure that people know. And I, you know, just quickly to that point, I think the reason that we've had so much success in the United States is because of the talent that we have here. And I think just as long as that talent is given that outlet, I think people respond to that talent. I don't think it matters where it is. I think people just see the talent that we have here in Saskatchewan. And I think really that's what it is.
Corey,
I think people just pick up on it.
Corey Karlick is the CEO of Skycron. Kevin Bazandowski also joining us in studio. He's a band member with Birthday Cake Trebuchet. People go to this YouTube link. They watch the Ground Loop episode. And then, Kevin, they decide, hey, we got to get these guys involved in whether it's a corporate event or who are the bookings that you guys see coming through for your band, Kevin?
You know what? You get a wide variety. We do private parties. Oddly enough, we're playing a funeral. But most of the time, you know what? We're doing the bars and we're doing the nightclub scene. So, but you know what? We just want to play. We just want to share our music. So if anyone needs a band, reach out. We'd be happy to talk
to
you.
I mean, you've got your own unique stuff. Is there a style of music you would say that your band pays tribute to?
I'm a 90s child. That was sort of my musical foundation. So we do a lot of alt rock, grunge rock. But you know what? Part of the mandate of being in Birthday Cake Trebuchet is that no style of music was off limits. Whatever the song calls for is whatever we're going to play. We don't want to, you know, have a certain genre we're into. We just play whatever we create. So.
For sure. Well, listen, this has been a great chat. Corey, Kevin, thanks so much for coming into studio. Congrats on the kicking off of Ground Loop. This is going to be great. I look forward to following this along. And best of luck with the success in the future, fellas.
Thanks very much.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks for having us on.
Corey Karlick, Skycron CEO, and Kevin Bazandowski, a band member of Birthday Cake Trebuchet. And as you heard, this is featured on Ground Loop, which is a short segment. It's a 7-minute segment right now that features an interview and then a full performance of a local Saskatchewan artist. You can catch it before the movie at the movie or the Moonlight Movies. This will happen over the next little while. But watch for this to be turned into something bigger. There was a couple of hints, as you heard, from Corey, a 30-minute show could be in the offing as well. So keep an eye on that. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. When I talk talked about the fact that I had a Saskatchewan company that were in the TV business that were featuring Saskatchewan talent. I was talking, of course, about Skycron, and we just had them on talking about this great new show they've got a concept of called Ground Loop, featuring Saskatchewan musicians and artists. But Sheldon texted in and said, Evan, when you said a new production featuring Saskatchewan musical talent, I thought you were bringing back Profile. And I said, yeah, I remember Profile. Since then, people are texting in. It was a Yorkton-based show, so it was on the Shamrock Television viewing network, if you will. And people are voluntarily saying, not only do I remember Profile, I was on Profile. Ruth, says she, and two classmates tap danced on that show in about 1957 or 58. Darren from Balgoni said, yes, I believe Profile was only broadcast on the Yorkton Television Network. I was on the show a couple of times. I had to go to the Yorkton TV station to tape the show. Profile, you remember that? It was kind of like an early version of Saskatchewan's Got Talent, if you will. But it would, like, this dates back years ago. Well, Ruth was saying, what, 1957, she thinks she was on the show featuring her tap dancing skills. But they did feature Saskatchewan talent. Profile in the 50s, 60s, 70s. Skycron doing it today. And again, Ground Loop is what you will watch if you go to check out a movie at the Moonlight Movies location. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Coming up, I want to revisit some of the conversation we had with political commentator Warren Kinsella first thing this morning. That's coming up after lunch here on 650 CKOM, 980 CJME.